Oh, you do. Don't act like you don't. And folk will set you up, but you got to know how to obey God. Sometimes, listen, God wants you to humble yourself, even though you may have everything you have need of. But he will have you to be needy. Not for you, but for the person he's trying to get that deposit out of their hands into your hands so he could bless them back. If you remember the widow of Zarephath, the man of God went in the city. He found the woman. She was coming across the gate as he was coming in. He stopped her. He said, ma'am, do you have any water? And she was going to fetch him some water. Didn't even ask him. He said, oh, and do you have a little morsel of bread? And she said, well, I only have a little oil in the cruse and a little meal. I was looking for two sticks so I could prepare this last meal for me and my son, and we were going to eat it and die. The man of God said, don't do that. Prepare me a little cake first. Now, you know, that seems irrational to folk who are thinking with the logical, natural mind, but because it didn't make sense, the woman is telling you, this is her last supper. She only has a little bit of meal and a little oil in the cruse, and she's about to eat it, she and her son, and die. And you ask for a little of the little? She's a widow woman. Her husband's been dead. Her son's too young to work. And the last that she has, you're that insensitive that you are going to ask her to make you a little cake first? Not eat yours, and if you have a crumb or two left over, give it to me. You said first. And the woman didn't say anything. She just turned around and did as the man of God asked her to, brought him back cake and water, and he ate. And he promised that woman that as long as there was a famine in the land, it lasted 3 years and 6 months, that she would eat every day of her life.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Solomon Burke speaking to you. And I am just blessed today to know that you out there in Radio Land are being blessed right now. There's a miracle waiting with your name on it, and all you have to do is come and claim it. I thank God for my godson, Reverend Gregory, who's in the miracle blessing business. God is really using this young man. People are being healed and delivered and touched. Bodies are being conditioned and turned around. Minds are being changed. Homes are being blessed. People are coming back to the new way of Christianity and knowing that God is their deliverer and savior. You too that are mixed up and confused and jinxed and voodoo and all messed up with bad luck, God can work that miracle for you. Would you trust in yourself and let God come into your life right now and do something special for you? Yes, some of you that are sitting there right now or riding in your car right now need a blessing right now. You need something special for this holiday. You need something for your home. You need a job. You need your body healed and touched. I want you to know that you too can be blessed. Would you look up and live? Would you just turn your mind around? Would you turn your heart around and turn your life around? Would you just ask God to remove those drugs and demonistic things from your home and your family and your loved ones in your life? You too can be richly blessed. God bless you. We're going to be praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is in the miracle blessing business. For there is no failure in God.
And while she was pushing her way through, someone...
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now have court cases that are pending and seem unwinnable. Some, at the sound of my voice, have situations to where everything they work on does not come as they pray. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Some right now have sicknesses in their bodies, that arthritis, that rheumatism, that gout. Some say, well, Rev, I have a kidney problem. Some have high blood pressure. Some right now have diabetes. We have been putting many a different herbal remedies together for many a year. Some say, well, Rev, my nature's on vacation, or I'm trying to grow hair. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and then strain it into that jug so they can drink it and make it back to the fields the next morning. You might have a problem with witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo around you, and you've been praying and praying and praying, and it seems as if the situation has not changed. You, my friends, might have enemies coming around to where you live, throwing stones and hiding their hands, sprinkling things down, doing all kinds of unnatural things, riding up and down the road trying to find help. But, my friends, I'm here in Atlanta. You can call me right now. Some have that court case that's pending that seems unwinnable. Some right now want that loved one back, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife, that someone is else over there on the other side of town with, and you're trying to keep your home together. Yes, friends, you might just want to dress around that dwelling that you're living in so that things are peaceful and you're able to grow in your own home without Satan talking all kinds of foolishness around you. Get your pencils and paper ready. Call me right now. Some of you that are writing, my friends, I want you to write that mailing address down and put that prayer request down. Whatever donation you send to the ministry, my friends, you send it from your heart.
I'm going to send you back a bottle of that master stroke oil that we've sent around the country. I'm going to send you a cross for you to keep that spirit on high. Some say, well, Rev, I need to bathe and cleanse things around this home, even myself. I've telephone number, my friends. I want you to write it down. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. I have one testimony we're going to play for you in just a minute of a man that had a problem within his body and cleared up a whole lot of situations at the same time. You might have a skin problem. You might have asthma and trying to worry about how you're going to breathe right later on. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package for this reason right here. Whether it's a court case, whether your enemies are overbearing, I want you to write down the number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, we can talk about the Bible, the book of Genesis, the Revelation, but today I'm talking to you that are in need. Yes, you with your backs against the wall, you that are troubled about the situation that you're facing, whether it's financial, whether there's no peace in your home, whether you right now are looking at losing everything that you've acquired throughout life, my friends, write that telephone number down. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just leave a message or call me right back. I'm in the prayer office all throughout the day. Oh, my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address, I pray that you have your pencils and your paper ready. It's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y. P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code, my friends, is 30321. And I know that you're glad that you did.
Right. Now, how long has it been that you've been having those headaches?
I've had those headaches for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And, could nothing, they would always be there. When I got on medication, they start easing up then.
Uh-huh.
But the medication wouldn't get rid of them completely.
Right.
Now I've been without the medication 3 days. This is the fourth day right here.
Uh-huh. So it's gotten rid of it completely. You don't have any drawbacks on it? Or?
Well, I still can feel just a little bit.
Uh-huh. But you're off the medication.
Right, I'm off the medication.
And what were you saying before? You was telling me that when I first gave it to you, it
made me sweat.
Uh-huh. And it made you worry, huh?
Right. It just got me, I didn't know what was wrong.
It was drawing all that out of your body.
Yeah.
And then later on, you went straight to the doctor, too.
Right. I went straight to the doctor.
Just to find out why you were sweating.
Right. What was wrong with it?
Uh-huh.
Because I had a pain on the left side of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was causing it.
Right. And then the doctor, he told you that nothing was wrong.
He couldn't find nothing.
And so now you're off the medication and all you're doing is drinking your tea.
Right, drinking the tea.
I knew it would work for you. Tell me something.
Okay.
Because I'm recording this right here.